today.
Jackson's doctor is going to be charged with manslaughter after all. New York dealers pull out of cash for clunkers. Gee, I wonder why. Voting underway in Afghanistan while a new poll shows that a majority of Americans, is that you, say that the Afghan war is not worth fighting. And Don Hewitt dead, the creator of 60 Minutes. And we'll have more on all of those stories coming up, of course, naturally, as we ping and pong all over the place on America Tonight. Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney, happy as always to be the captain of this ship that is growing bigger and bigger and bigger. First, at the top of the show, though, we go quickly to Easy Ticket Mike to talk a little quick sports hits here. Hey, Easy Ticket Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great. My IP phone is not doing so good, though.
Your IP phone. Explain that. Yeah. That's technology. Yeah. Tell us what that is.
Phone through the internet. I'm not going to say which group I'm using, but all my other phones I can call out, but I can't. I guess it doesn't dial into all my other phones. And I heard this real faint phone ringing, and it was your engineer giving me a call. So I had to rush into my old-timey phone here that I've got.
I love that old-timey phone. The modern technology hassles and hurdles that we all go through. Hey, let's talk about, and we had someone on from KFAN last night, the flagship station for the Minnesota Vikings. It was exciting. Dan Barrero right at the top of the show to tell us about what's going on now in Minneapolis and all over Minnesota as a result of Brett Favre going to the Vikings, a huge story. We just had Michael Vick, of course, signing as the backup of the Philadelphia Eagles. I bet he breathed a sigh of relief, Mike, because then this story made the headlines all over the place. But there's a lot of interesting, I think, side notes going into the NFL year, right?
Yeah, Fran Tarkenton sure doesn't like the idea that Favre's coming to Minnesota. He's, of course, Tarkenton retired years ago. He does a Sirius radio show, and I think that's all he does anymore. But anyway, I'm glad that Brett's going to be playing. I mean, I think he's still got a lot more juice there that he can give to a team, and I think it'll do well for the Minnesota this year.
No, I totally think so. In my opinion, I think they have a chance to go to the playoffs if his shoulder is okay. The two quarterbacks they had weren't going to get it done. There was no question, I don't think, about that. And I think he's a huge flip-flopper, and he drags out this heavy drama. He's a drama queen, but it doesn't matter. The guy can still throw a mile. I talked to someone the other day who had just tossed the ball around with him last week. And so even with the worries over the shoulder, still at his age and everything else, he's a fantastic quarterback. There's no question about it. It was a good move from that point of view for the Minnesota Vikings. Like I said, more juicy storylines playing out. And, of course, the world either hates or loves the Dallas Cowboys. You can't deny that. The Cowboys are like Hillary Clinton. It's very polarizing. It's either one or the other. You love them or you hate them. So the Cowboys underway, and there's not a lot of drama. They got rid of T.O. He's in Buffalo. Tony Romo dumped his girlfriend right before the Ken and Barbie birthday party. So the focus really has been on football. There's no hard knocks. And you happen to be a Cowboys fan. This probably bodes well for them, don't you think?
Yeah, they they had their first preseason game this last Thursday. The first team played, I guess, one quarter, and they did well. But their second and third and fourth teams, they didn't do very well at all against Oakland. But it's only preseason. So preseason doesn't mean anything. All it means is a way for them to weed out the players that weren't going to play anyway.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, and of course, for your purposes, you have a ticket brokerage, and people can get tickets to any of the NFL games, I'm assuming. We've talked about this before, how you cherry-pick games. Now I would assume that if I were a ticket broker, I would try to get that game in Lambeau where Minnesota comes in on, what is it, November 1st to meet Green Bay. That is going to be a huge monster game. It's probably hard to get tickets.
Oh yeah, but we've got availability for some choice seats for that game and pretty much any game that anybody wants to watch, even if it's Oakland.
Yeah, even if it's Oakland, I like how you said that. Okay, and so people can go to the website. It's very easy. Go to easy. It's just the initials easy-ticket.com, and there's tickets to anything you can imagine, by the way, besides sports. But sticking with sports, obviously I'm a huge baseball fan, loving my Philadelphia Phillies and some moves they made. And the NL and the, I think the AL are obviously, it's going to start to tighten up. We might have a couple of playoff games at the end of the season. I think it's going to be a good postseason in baseball, don't you?
Yeah, it's shaping up like that. I know the Rangers, they were looking real good. They won a series against Boston this last weekend, but they dropped two out of three games to Minnesota here. They dropped one tonight. But the big story with the Rangers, they picked up old Ivan Pudge Rodriguez from the Astros just yesterday.
Yeah, no kidding.
And he's one of my favorite players. I was sorry to see when he ended up leaving, but I'm glad he's coming back. And actually, he's in the lineup tonight, and I'm not sure how well he did. He batted, I think, eighth, but I didn't even watch that game. So.
Yeah, but he's good. Back in the day, when I was I worked for the flagship, and I was the sports director, and did a talk show there for people listening nationally. Just as kind of an aside note, and Pudge was one of the primary players, and twice the Rangers went to the AL West, and, you know, the guy could knock the cover off the ball, and I don't think, and many managers told me this, that anybody could rifle a ball down to second the way he could from the crouched down position of a catcher. It was amazing his release and how he got the ball to second base. He picked off so many runners that tried to steal on him that I think at one time he was the best in the business at that. We're almost out of time, but you've got concert tickets, too. Tell us quickly about the concerts.
Well, Paul McCartney was here at the Cowboy Stadium tonight, but we've got tickets for pretty much anything around the country. I know Def Leppard and Poison are coming here Friday. Lil Wayne's coming Sunday. And, you know, just I think next month Britney Spears coming in town, but there's just a ton of groups out on tour right now. And Metallica's, they're going to be out and about this fall. So there's going to be a lot of concerts, a lot of sporting events here coming up real, real soon.
Yeah, and it's perfect time. That fall is my favorite time for all of that stuff. And then with the football season kicking in, and then, of course, baseball, and then you turn it all around again when it comes to hoops and when it comes to hockey. So it's exciting stuff. Easy ticket, Mike. You take care, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Kate. You have a good evening.
Thank you. And you go to easy-ticket.com. And anywhere you're listening to us, like Mike said, if you're in Connecticut, if you're in Illinois, if you're in Kentucky, you can get tickets to anything that you can imagine. He does get really choice seats. Coming up next on America Tonight, we're going to talk to a man who says the food supply in Canada and the United States is the worst and most toxic anywhere around the globe. Yikes. Hang with us here on ATN.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 19, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $933.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $960.23, $480.11 for the half ounce, or $240.06 for a quarter ounce. That's $960.23, $480.11, and $240.06.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchoose.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her.
Yeah, we feel pretty lucky here on America Tonight. This next guest hanging late with us, what credentials he has too, Dr. Shiv Chopra. He spent three big decades fighting it out with the Canadian government to what he says to protect the integrity of what we feed our families. In fact, he's saying that the food supply, as I just mentioned, in Canada and the good old U.S. is the worst and most toxic anywhere on the globe. Yikes, that didn't make me feel good. He's got a book out, and it's called Corruption to the Core, Memoirs of a Health Canada Whistleblower. Doctor, thanks so much for, again, staying up late with us. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Let's talk about, you know, when you say that, I guarantee we have Canadians listening to the show and Americans, and then they'll take a step back and say, whoa, I got a couple of kids, I got grandkids, what about myself? My whole life I've been ingesting this food. What makes our food so toxic in all the years that you did the job that you did where you were right there? What was it that you found that was so toxic about the food supply?
Well, Canada and the United States have virtually the same laws. They're both called Food and Drugs Act. There and here and passed around the same time, evolved around the same time. In both countries, we have in our food supply for the last 40 to 50 years, hormones, antibiotics, slaughterhouse waste. This is dead animal parts which are being fed back to the food-producing animals. Then there are genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, and pesticides that go with them. These five items have never been tested
as they should have been tested, as they are required to be tested by the companies wanting to sell products in these two countries or anywhere. They must do research, and they must provide data to the government as required under the Food and Drugs Act. And they have not done that. And these products have been there, out there for that long. And during that same period, chronic disease like cancer, immune disorders, reproductive disorders, neurological disorders have been increasing. Now, the way the governments are working in both countries is saying, well, we don't think so, but it increases trade, so therefore, now the public should prove that it causes all those things. How is the public going to prove all that? Because it is the public that owns the countries. It is on the public's behalf that these laws were passed, and yet these products are out there. Now, the European Union, for the last 20 years, they've already banned at least three out of those five substances. Those are hormones, antibiotics, and slaughterhouse waste. And they have not yet passed GMOs, and they are talking about banning pesticides or completely or many of them. Now, therefore, our food now is the most contaminated on earth. The third world countries, for whatever reason, they may not be able to afford all those things, and yet the Obama administration, as well as in Canada, they're coming up with laws because now the food is being contaminated from slaughterhouses. That's another problem. We have factory farming and we have huge slaughterhouses where contamination occurs and meat gets contaminated, hamburger gets contaminated, sliced meat gets contaminated. And so therefore all this, now they're saying they want traceability. That's going in the wrong direction. They should be first removing all these things. They should be stopping the factory farming. That will create jobs. What they are doing is that they're talking about, oh, it may be coming from China or maybe coming from India or Mexico or wherever. So therefore we want traceability. But it's the same companies that are producing and the same companies transporting and selling. Just multinational companies hauling food from here to there and destroying the natural way of producing food. That's how it is.
So you think it's a good smokescreen then, too, to throw up China and the contamination in India and try to, is it kind of like a distracting measure trying to take the people in Canada and the people in the United States away from being worried about the food supply? Because you know this, Doctor, every time something comes up, certainly in America it's happened, where you could start way back when with mad cow disease, or you could talk about contaminated spinach, and people do panic and they stop buying products when they hear enough news stories about it. So I would think both governments would be concerned about it.
Absolutely. There is no mad cow disease in Brazil. There's no mad cow disease in India because animals are grass-fed. Certainly, so much beef. Brazil is now overtaking the United States in beef production. And so it isn't there. But in Canada, there's mad cow disease. It doesn't stop. It just carries on and on. One more case, one more case, one more case. In the U.S., I'm told, they also have it. They just don't go test it. So if you don't test it, you don't find it. But meanwhile, they're continuing to feed blood, cattle blood, back to cattle, and they're feeding the remains of all animals back to animals. And so, therefore, that's what's happening. With mad cow disease, we are recycling disease. It gets concentrated. That's how it spreads.
What would you advise people listening to this to do? What would you advise a family man driving to the road hearing you say all this? What do you say the people should do?
Well, you see, often people say, let's buy organic food. Well, mm-hmm. You don't know whether organic is organic. How do you know whether it's organic? This is not the solution. And then the price goes up. Or do you say there should be labeling? That's not the solution. The solution is very simple. In my opinion, people should be demanding, asking the government, asking the USFDA to implement existing law. If they don't, then they have their constitution. Then they should take legal action. Say, we, the people, want you to remove these things from the food supply. We want to be allowed. We want to eat food that nature makes. So governments shouldn't be interfering in that. Governments are there to protect people, not to protect companies.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Doc, we should tell everyone your credentials, too. By the way, a fellow of the World Health Organization, a veterinary scientist, a specialist in immunology and a vaccine manufacturer. And for 30 years, you worked for the Canadian government's 35 years for
and
the
then they fired
Canadian
me.
Government. Of course, because you were complaining. You were trying to get something done to help the people. Good for you for standing up, though, and being what we would call a whistleblower. That had to take a lot of courage. I can imagine it
was
pretty tough. Yeah, good for you. The other thing I was going to ask you quickly, we have a couple of minutes left, the swine flu vaccination. Should you know, there's a lot of kick-up about that, and certainly
stay
you there
away
working.
From it. There is no swine flu coming. It's all a hoax. If it's not a hoax, if it happens, then there's nothing we can do. They cannot make a vaccine. This vaccine has not been tested. They're pushing it, and then the Tamiflu and these antiviral drugs, this is all complete nonsense. Flu has been on the earth for millions of years, and it has been in pigs, it has been in chickens, it has been in birds and people, and those viruses have been mating and mutating for all those millions of years. The sky hasn't fallen yet, and it's not going to again. So don't worry about it.
Doc, you know what they would say at the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, they'd say, well, look, we got 500 people dead in the United States. And
well,
if
500 people die, or let's say 1,000 people die out of 7 billion people on the earth, then every year many thousand people die from flu. This is a complete,
right.
People who are already sick, who are immunocompromised, or occasionally some people die. It's a bad thing, but that doesn't mean you blow it up to say, well, now pandemic is coming. There's no such pandemic coming. This is a complete hoax. They've been hoping it'll happen for the last 10 years. First it was the bird flu, then the swine flu. We know about the 1976 swine flu. We don't know about the 1918 swine, whether that was swine flu. They used to call it the Spanish flu. The Spanish called it the French flu. Then it became Mao flu. Whoever you hate pinned the name on that person or that country. It's just a hoax to make money.
Right.
And that's why I call my book Corrupt to the Core. They're all part of the corruption.
Right. So stay away from it. Doc says stay away from that vaccine. Doctor, it was a pleasure having you on this show. Can we have you back sometime? We'll get you on a little bit earlier.
Certainly.
Thank you so much. Okay. Heed his warnings. A great guest. And remember, his book is Corruption to the Core, Memoirs of a Health Canada Whistleblower. Hang with us. Speaking of healthcare, we'll be talking about it on the flip side.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas-style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Coming up a little bit later here on America Tonight, we're going to go global and tell you, sadly, what happened in Iraq. Almost 100 people killed, the worst day, really, since the Americans pulled out, no doubt, in June from Baghdad. So we'll tell you what the insurgents did after they went after a couple of the foreign ministries there. And also, Governor Bill Richardson from New Mexico, he's sticking his nose in the North Korean affairs. Seems like everyone from the Clinton administration of the past has some tie now to North Korea. For some reason, the North Koreans like the former Clinton folks, and the governor met with one of the ministers from the UN for North Korea. So we'll let you hear what he had to say about that meeting. It was a little bit vague, but talked about their willingness to negotiate, which is very interesting because 3 months ago, of course, as we know, and before Yuna Lee and Laura Ling were actually released, it was pretty tense between the North Koreans and the Americans and some other nations as well. All right, here on America Tonight, of course, we've been talking wall-to-wall lots about this healthcare reform. You know completely where I stand on this. Well, check this out. Not surprisingly, the cha-ching factor with health care, the health push, Obama's, this is his. I mean, for 4 years, if this health care reform, let's think about this today, if this health care reform does not go through in some way for Obama, I mean, this this is his platform. This is what he's pushing. So what are the next couple of years like for that president when this was the thing he needed to get through? Anyway, in this push for the health care overhaul, it's providing some big money in an election off year to some Democratic consulting firms that are connected to the president and two top advisors. So here's the scoop. Coalitions of interested groups running at least $24 million in pro-overhaul ads hired a company called GMMB. They work for Obama's 2008 campaign, and their partners include a top Obama campaign strategist. So they hired also AKPD. Do you love these initials? AKPD, Message and Media. That was founded by David Axelrod. He, of course, is one of the advisors for Obama now and one of the top advisors for the campaign. And AKPD didn't work for the Obama campaign, and Axelrod's son, Michael, and the Obama campaign manager worked there, however. So anyway, so they were hired by the Americans for Stable Quality Care and the predecessor, the Health Economy Now, and et cetera. And they each was formed by a coalition of interest with huge, I mean, huge fingers in the healthcare policy pie, including, and see, this is what I said the other night, including the drug maker lobby farm, RMA, the American Medical Association, of course, so pharma, the American Medical Association, and the Service Employees International Union and Families USA, they are dubbed as the voice for healthcare consumers. And that's what the ads are. The ads are pressing for changes in healthcare policy. So at least, what did I say, 24 million. Yeah. Now, see, then what happens is you get into the PR maneuverings of, well, did Axelrod get any money? And, of course, he would try to separate himself from AKPD, I'm sure. He sold his stock. They owe him like $2 million and, you know, whatever that else that is. But just keep that in mind. And especially pharma, keep that in mind as well, because to me, this is really about the drug companies. The drug companies are holding Americans hostage in some way because of the price continuing to escalate, the cost of medicine, the cost of, like someone told me the other day, they got a cortisone shot and they had medical coverage, of course, luckily. The shot itself was almost $200 for a shot of cortisone. Are you kidding? And we all laugh about the cost of the aspirin. That's $25 or whatever ridiculous amount it is. So as we debate the, you know, and there's three bills in the House, and then there's bill in the Senate, too. House Bill 3200, which is just a complete sham. You know, you could use that as something to start the fires in the winter if you go through it bit by bit. And I'm still doing it. I have it on my desktop. I go through it, and it's pretty much everything that we've already talked about, the things that people don't like, plus the, you know, with the end-of-life discussion, they can have the access to your bank account. And the other thing that was also very weird, and it's at the top of the bill, there's going to be this health care commissioner. Well, who is this health care commissioner? What is, like, another czar title? And what are their credentials, and what ultimately is their job, and what is this panel's job? So it's nothing but questions, 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 and more questions when it comes to health care. If it has to be tweaked, I agree. But the direction that we're going in, I don't think so. I think there is some kind of a better alternative, and one of them is to regulate what's happening with the insurance companies and big pharma. I mean, to me, that's where so much of the waste is coming in. Absolutely. Absolutely. Some other things that are going on around the world that I briefly mentioned when we first jumped on the air, and I feel like I should dig a little bit deeper as we move along. And this, since this is related to medicine, the whole Michael Jackson thing, we talked about this last night. Now it looks like for sure that, at least in L.A., they're saying they're going to charge the doctor with manslaughter. Boy, that is such a game changer for the death of Michael Jackson, because yes, he was a walking pharmacy, had so much pumped into his body, and obviously he surrounded himself with doctors and people that would give him what he wanted, what he needed, because he couldn't sleep. He wanted to go to sleep at a certain time and wake up at a certain time. So this Dr. Conrad Murray, they're saying, could be arrested as soon as next week, maybe early in the week. They're looking for one more search warrant, and that's what Fox was saying today, and there were some other people that were backing that up as well. But he could be arrested in the beginning of next week. They're just trying to do one more check on the doctor. And, of course, he isn't the only one who will get slammed with criminal charges in connection with Jackson's death. Remember, there was like six different doctors, but for sure probably one that is in trouble is a longtime dermatologist friend of Jackson's, Dr. Arnold Klein, probably related to medical malpractice. Two, he won't be arrested for at least a couple of weeks, but they're gathering evidence on him as well. So you know that when Jackson died, that was what happened. That's why his doctor tried furiously to revive him, knowing that they were in the soup, because once there was an autopsy, there would be no question, okay, why does he have this drug, and this drug in his system? Who is prescribing it? How is he getting it? Right? And, you know, originally when they were going after Murray, they were hoping to get a bigger charge, more than manslaughter. They were hoping for second-degree murder, but they don't have the motive, and that's the problem. So without a motive, at least in California, if you get in front of a jury, it'd be really, really tough to convict. The proverbial smoking gun. That's what you need. So that's why they're waiting another week to see if they can get that smoking gun to maybe bump up the charge a little bit more for this doctor. So, you know, we played the other day on America Tonight the video that he posted on YouTube saying, you know, oh, my friends, my family, my patients, you know, thank you so much for your support. But, yeah, he's in trouble. He's in trouble. The only thing in his future, most likely, if he's convicted, of course, will be serious jail time, and then we'll see what happens with Klein, the Beverly Hills dermatologist who admitted that he gave Jackson Demerol. See, it just goes to show you the rules are different for the rich and the famous. Somebody is always willing to break whatever law they have to do to satisfy the customer who's famous so they can be one of the sycophants that hang around. And obviously that's what happened with Jackson, whatever crazy requests. Yeah. Whatever crazy requests, somebody was there to break their Hippocratic oath. Yeah. And you don't do that when you're a doctor, because that's it, you're done, you're toast. And at least in Klein's case, at the very least, medical malpractice, I would assume, could be a little bit worse than that. And, of course, there's a whole sordid thing with Klein and, you know, the relationship with the kids, the two kids especially, I guess. And, a good chance there may be even more with him. All right, we have another follow-up since this relates to health, too, as well. The woman pregnant with the 12 babies, remember that story we were talking about? I was saying, why would somebody even do that? That's, you know, you'd have to go after that doctor if somebody was implanting that many embryos in this woman. And who heard of such a thing and this record-breaking deal? And it was reported all over the UK. Well, the woman wasn't named in the story. And, you know, they kept saying she was going to give birth in the next, you know, later this month or next month or something, that it was fertility treatments and all that sort of stuff. And guess what? It was exposed as a fraud, yes. Because the second the story broke, because, you know, they said she was a Tunisian woman, a lot of people started to investigate a little bit deeper, and they found out, you're going to love this, even worse, she's not carrying any babies. Her pregnancy, they say, is in her imagination. She's claiming to be pregnant, and she refuses to undergo medical exams and is in hiding right now. She's hiding somewhere because it would have colossal risk if you were going to give birth to 12 kids. stay through. We're going to go global in just a minute.
The next time I see you, remind me not to talk to you, will you?
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Catch Jeff Atticott on our last show from the Center for Terrorism Law at St. Mary's University in San Antonio. The government consults him all the time. In fact, he's in Washington working with the FBI right now. And we're talking about Afghanistan here as we go global. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. You know, a new poll came out that in this poll, it was an ABC News Washington Post poll. Check out the numbers. It found that 51% who said the war was not worth fighting, 47% said it was worth it. So a majority of Americans say the war in Afghanistan is just not worth fighting. And this is released right while these elections, by the way, as I'm speaking, are going on in Afghanistan. People are heading to the polls. Only a quarter in the poll favored sending more U.S. troops to Afghanistan. Almost twice as many said, hey, I want to see the number of troops decrease. And, of course, now General McChrystal, after these elections, is going to march on Washington, march up to Washington, tell the senators what's happening once the session is back in, and ask for more troops. That's what's going to happen. And already we're going to see a doubling of the troops anyway in the fall, but I think they're going to ask for more, too. So at the beginning of the year, people were, I think, more inclined, and the poll shows that, to say that the numbers of troops should be increased rather than decreased. Remember, it was what, 3 years ago, the U.S. had 20,000 troops in Afghanistan. So they're expected to be close to 70,000 by the end of the year. But, man, you've got this 2-to-1 margin. The people have spoken, a 2-to-1 margin that the poll found that people doubted Thursday's election in Afghanistan will produce an effective government. I agree. You know, I told you some of the research I did and some of the questions that I've been asking, and we talked about it with Jeff on our previous ATM. You look at the gross domestic product of Afghanistan, and it's nowhere near Iraq, for example. And the problem with that is you need the money to build up the army, to build up the police force. So while that was the name of the game in Iraq, and supposedly there were lessons learned in Iraq, very tough to do in Afghanistan because they don't have the same makeup that you have in Baghdad and the surrounding areas. So I think this is a losing battle. What is the end game here? Iraq has oil, of course, and you're talking $113 billion. The Afghanistan government makes $890 million in revenue. How can they possibly support the money they need, the $2 billion at least they would need for the two forces that I mentioned, the army and the police? And you get 90% of the people who can't read or write, so you think of the influences. And we've talked about this before, Pakistan, 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 baby. I mean, that's where it's at. We're talking about the Taliban. And even in Pakistan, they're talking about the possibility of, geez, if the Taliban was willing to negotiate, if they were willing to put down their arms and take a softer stance, would you be willing to negotiate? Well, the Taliban's not going to do that anyway. I mean, let's face it. What ultimately is the Taliban's goal, right? So, yes, there is that area of Afghanistan. There is the poppy fields. There is the Taliban, Al-Qaeda troop. I call them troops, but operatives all over the place, very elusive, bubbling up in little groups. And it's going to be a long one. I mean, it's going to be a long one. If the U.S. is sticking in this one, how much is it going to cost when it's all said and done? It's like, you know, we're talking about the cost of health care. And, oh, we have people that can't afford this, and people are going bankrupt, and good people lose their jobs, and then they've got a condition, so then they can't get the insurance. And definitely that happens. And there are some sad stories that should not be, and bad things that have happened. Absolutely. I'm certainly not saying that, even though I don't believe in the forms that are already out there of this so-called healthcare reform. I think there's a better way to do it. I think there are things that could be tweaked. But you think of the money now that is going to be dumped into Afghanistan. My. Oh. So anyway, participants in the poll, as I drive off the road, participants in the poll were divided on the question of whether the U.S. is winning the war in Afghanistan. 42% are saying the U.S. is winning, and 36% are saying the U.S. is losing. The rest say neither side is winning or they're undecided. And again, a poll is a poll is a poll, and you can go in a lot of different directions, I think, when you talk about any kind of a poll. But ultimately, anybody who's been in the game of doing that politically or otherwise, they're usually right on target. So I would have to think that the sentiment is that so many calling this show that are conservatives that absolutely support the troops that are there. I mean, God bless them all for making the sacrifices that they make. I think it's terrible sometimes the way they're treated when they come back to the United States. But let's hope they're fighting for a reason. Let's hope that they can, leave knowing, okay, there's a slice of democracy. We did it. We cut off the snake's head. See, I think if you want to cut off the snake's head, though, you got to go over to Pakistan. So, pretty edgy. There are threats of Taliban violence. The polls just open. Hamid Karzai will probably be elected again as the president of Afghanistan. But we'll see once the people have spoken. Certainly there is some opposition there, no doubt. All right, continuing globally, in Baghdad, 97 people are dead, 400 others were wounded. A truck bomb exploded across the street from Iraq's foreign ministry near the Baghdad Green Zone, is what they call it. It knocked down all those concrete slabs, windows, there was charred cars. I mean, this is radio, the video, folks, just awful. The U.S. Embassy, of course, issued a statement condemning the wave of violence across Baghdad. This is very, very sad. It's the deadliest coordinated attack in Iraq so far this year. And, of course, it's a major challenge to Iraq's control of Baghdad. So you see the steady escalation of attacks following that June 30th withdrawal of the U.S. troops from the urban areas. And so all those fears starting to be realized, sadly, that the government troops are not ready to provide security. Now, the Iraqis blamed al-Qaeda in Iraq and other Sunni insurgents, by the way, and they, you know, pretty much echoed the same warnings. How about North Korea? What's the latest on North Korea? The governor of New Mexico, Bill Richardson, has been meeting with some North Korean officials, and he talked to Andrea Mitchell from NBC today. I happened to see it. I thought it was pretty interesting stuff, actually, because where do we go from here? Here's what he had to say.
Well, I do see a possible thought. Let me just say that I'm governor of New Mexico. I'm not representing the Obama administration. As you said, the North Koreans asked to see me. I saw Minister Kim, who I've known over the years. But what I sense was, one, the temperature has really cooled down in the relationship. It was very hostile. I think the Clinton visit has helped a lot, the release of the two Americans. And I sense with the North Koreans that they are now prepared to have a dialogue with us. The issue then becomes, is it within the six-party talks or bilaterally, face-to-face with U.S. officials and North Korean officials? The North Koreans want face-to-face. They think the six-party talks are not working and they don't want to return to that. But at least the temperature is way down. They spoke positively of the Clinton visit. They seem to want to engage now. But for the last 8 months, they've been very negative, very hostile. They've been shooting missiles. So maybe there is a little thaw, and possibly it's signaled by the visit here. They asked to come. The State Department approved it. We're going to meet again this afternoon, tomorrow. They're going to visit some renewable energy facilities. But again, I'm not negotiating. I'm not a member of the administration. They've come here twice before. And if I can be helpful to get the two countries closer, I'll do that. Well, I haven't discussed that with him, but he did look pretty healthy to me. And I think this talk that he's physically ailing, he looked a lot thinner. But we haven't discussed that. The point, I've known Kim, Minister Kim, who's the chief UN person for North Korea for many years. And he was very positive and restrained in saying we want to have a dialogue. Then the issue becomes, how do you do that? Do you do that within the six-party talks, or do you do that bilaterally? So the next move, I suspect, is going to be an administration decision on how to resume the dialogue. The North Koreans clearly feel that they're owed something, that they released the two Americans, and that they want a gesture in return. So we're going to continue talking, but again, I'm not negotiating. I'm not speaking for the administration.
Frankly, all right. So that's Governor Bill Richardson. Hey, he told us 10 times he's not negotiating. He's just seeing what he can do to help move a deal along down the highway with the North Koreans. We're going to leave you with this one, folks. Ben Franklin said there never was a good war or a bad peace.
You're a very nice guy, but I just don't have any room in my life for a new friend.